Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Workspace Today podcast series. Today we're speaking with Scott McCool, who's the Chief Information Officer and Group Vice President of Information Technology at Polycom. And Scott will discuss the growing role of video collaboration, especially when it comes to deploying financial technologies and much more. And Scott, how are you doing today?
Very good, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Sure, it's our pleasure. And let's jump right in. So let's talk about the shifts that are happening right now. And tell us a little bit more about how finance and IT are essentially coming together to help enhance everything from managing expenses to quarterly reporting and beyond.
Well, as we've found at Polycom, it's very, very important for IT and finance to be closely aligned, not only for the sake of finance-specific sort of projects and advancements, but also as you go to enhance the business, things like supply chain. As you enhance your supply chain solutions, your finance partners need to be closely integrated so that they can have good control over the output of your business processes. So at Polycom, we're focused on things like driving increased efficiency in our close, getting better economics out of our finance area through things like shared services where we're standardizing our offerings and trying to lower our cost structure at the same time, Matt.
That's great. That's a perfect segue into our next question, Scott, which is tell us a little bit more about this new integration of Oracle within Polycom and why it's so important.
Well, this was interesting, Matt. Polycom had run for the past 15 or so years on PeopleSoft as an ERP system. We replaced, over the course of the last year or so, that PeopleSoft system with Oracle eBusiness Suite, the R12 system, and that has given us a new platform for the future, both from everything on the front end of the supply chain as well as down through finance. It's a big major shift for us where we've replaced PeopleSoft integration with 16 different systems. So it was a complex implementation, and we expect this system over the coming years to help us to increase our revenue while at the same time reducing our costs, both from a COGS perspective as well as our SG&A expenses, Matt.
Excellent. Now let's shift real quick and tell us about the growing role of video collaboration, especially when it comes to deploying financial technologies.
Well, you know, this implementation I just discussed of Oracle is a great case study for that. You know, Polycom is a large global business. We have some 60-plus locations across the world, and, you know, in order to roll out a system of this magnitude, you've got to have a lot of people on the same page. Now, what we found is that, with more than a quarter of our workforce being dedicated work from home folks, bringing them together and getting them in a collaboration forum where they can share ideas, contribute to the design and implementation of a good system was really, really critical. We were looking at a very fast timetable for implementation, and, you know, there's in excess of 70% of ERP projects take longer than are planned, and we didn't want to fall victim to that. So as we progressed through the deployment of our Oracle system, we used Polycom's video collaboration technologies to bring everybody together in a virtual workspace. In fact, around the launch of the product, we had over 300 Polycom staff, external consultants, both functional and technical, working together, and we logged over 6,000 hours of video collaboration time during that cutover from PeopleSoft to Oracle. So that efficiency and being able to drive an on-time and on-budget project is really facilitated through collaboration solutions. It's a great case study, Matt.
Wow, that really is a great case study. And let's dive a little bit deeper. So tell us about how the collaboration technologies were being leveraged. So video conferencing, instant messaging, SharePoint, were all of these different variables being used for this implementation?
Oh, absolutely. Everything from, you mentioned SharePoint, document repositories where you're able to share current and up-to-date project information, detailed technical designs, cutover plans. All of those are important from a document collaboration perspective. Then really being able to, through voice and video technologies, bring everybody together into the same room, regardless of whether they're located in a home office on the other side of the globe, or co-located in a large war room facility like we operated out of our corporate headquarters. Really to bring everyone together makes them far more productive, allows you to make decisions more quickly, and allows everyone really to be very well coordinated when it comes to an intricate set of steps that are required, like in forklifting an ERP system.
Fantastic. So this is probably a rhetorical question, but we'll throw it out there anyway. So are you seeing many other organizations using video collaboration to do these types of very complex and large financial IT implementations? Is this something that is catching on out there in the marketplace?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. I think everything from, you know, day-to-day support of systems, which lend themselves well to a collaboration technology when you have a customer who can get in and by voice and or video work directly with technical staff in order to resolve things quickly, as well as large implementation projects. So certainly a trend that makes everybody much more efficient and effective in their deployments, Matt.
Outstanding. So what does the future hold then when it comes to, I guess, finance and IT and these type of collaboration events happening, if you will? What does the future hold?
Well, I mean, I can tell you what the future holds for us from a Polycom perspective. I kind of look at, you know, the finance areas that we automate in four broad buckets. There's kind of, you know, from a business perspective, you've got to deal with transactional processing. So we'll be focused for quite some time here in streamlining those new processes since we're on a new platform. I look at kind of the second area being around financial consolidation and close. So really the automation of reconciliations are very important. That's going to be a next step for us, really reducing the amount of time it takes to close the books and to allow your financial staff to focus on more analysis and value add than the mechanical portion of reconciliations and closing. I think you know, the third broad bucket would be probably every CFO's dream, which is better analysis and reporting. The business intelligence function, I think, across the industry is critical. I think all the studies that you look at will indicate that CFOs and financial organizations are thirsty for new ways to deal with information in more real time for better decision making. And that's something we, of course, at Polycom will continue to grow as we've got new platform in place. Then finally, I think the fourth bucket from my perspective is around audit, new ways that we can automate audit functions to be more streamlined, to reduce the amount of time and certainly investment for audit and compliance purposes, Matt.
Perfect, Scott. You know, this has been an outstanding podcast. Before we sign off, is there anything else you'd like to add today? Anything we may have missed?
No, I mean, I think it's really a wonderful time to be looking at ways that you can drive efficiency financially within your organization. IT certainly has a lot of new and cutting-edge tools that are available to collaborate and make that possible, regardless of whether your organization is all located in the four walls of one building or is spread across the globe. So I appreciate the time today, Matt.
Perfect. Our pleasure. For all of our listeners out there, you just heard an exclusive Workspace Today podcast interview with Scott McCool, who's the Chief Information Officer and Group VP of IT at Polycom. And once again, Scott was kind enough to discuss the growing role of video collaboration, especially when it comes to deploying financial technologies. And Scott, thank you so much for your time today.
Terrific. Thanks for having me, Matt. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.